first you listen, then you fall in love. You have your favorite programs that you listen to each and every week. And finally, you do the right thing by calling in that pledge of support to KPFT. You feel great, but guess what? Your job, it's not done just yet. You still need to fulfill your promise to KPFT by sending that pledge payment today. And when you do, you take that often forgotten last step. Don't wait any longer. KPFT depends on you.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT Houston. And now, Houston's only primetime radio program dedicated to news and concerns of the lesbi, gay, and transgender community. This is Queer Voices.
Good evening, this is Jack Falinski.
Brian Lavinka.
Matthew Williams.
Summer Iman.
And Glenn Holt. And tonight in our second hour, we have J.D. Doyle's Queer Music Heritage. But first, Outreach United, a local nonprofit organization, will have its largest fundraiser, the Houston Coming Out Party, in October. Join us for a discussion about Outreach United and the fundraiser and the honorary co-chairs of the event. Then, in News Wrap, during a lengthy interview, the Pope broke new ground by saying that the Roman Catholic Church has been too obsessed with the issues of abortion, contraception, and marriage equality. A rarely bipartisan bill has been introduced in Congress that will extend family benefits to partners of gay and lesbian federal employees. And the states of Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Louisiana are defying a post-DOMA Pentagon directive to enroll same-gender couples in National Guard benefit programs. In the feature segment from This Way Out, where does hate come from and what goes on in the mind of a hate criminal? A look at the documentary short film, Facing Fear. At 10 o'clock, it's J.D. Doyle's Queer Music Heritage. Tonight, J.D. has a whole lot of lesbian music obscurities, with perhaps some tracks that even fans of the artists may have missed, like Jack.
Well, I saw this article in the Chronicle today. This gentleman who survived three decades ago when so many of his friends were dying of AIDS, Stephen Krohn, wondered why he, a gay man whose longtime companion, was one of the first people to die. He was an artist, a freelance writer, an editor. In 1996, scientists studying Krohn's blood cells discovered that a generic mutation that made his cells impregnable to the AIDS virus. But with all of this, it was very hard on him that he lost so many friends, by his count, about 70. He committed suicide on August 24th. That's just really sad. It's not over yet. We're still going with it, and we certainly lost a generation of people doing this. So I hope that we continue to make progress on this and things do get better.
You're the magic, and everything that I've always imagined. The way your body moves, yet when you're dancing, like the music hits you and it's blasting. You captivate my soul, boy. You got me going to a place that I like. Ain't gonna find it. Find the feeling tonight. I'm in the moment. Can't take you out of my sight. Come on and show it. Show me love. There's something I've never seen. Now I don't want you to leave. You give me feelings like oh, 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 oh. Can you complete what I need? I got the faith and belief that I can make you feel oh, 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 oh. You, 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 you. Start a riot. Break all of the rules. So excited. Take it to the moon without a rocket. In every galaxy, you know you love it. So let's get on it. You got me going to a place that I ain't gonna find it. Find the feeling tonight. I'm in the moment. Can't take you out of my sight. Come on and show it. feeling sank. Oh, 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 oh. Can you complete what I need? I got the faith and belief that I can make you feel. Oh, 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 oh. There's something I've never seen. Now I don't want you to leave. You give me feelings like. Oh, 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 oh. Can you complete what I need? I got the faith and belief that I can make you feel. Oh, oh.
From 2012, that was Anthony Kalia. The name of the song, Oh, 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 etc. That was from a private recording, actually a dance recording, and actually that was the acoustic version. And now Summer has an announcement.
Today, September 23rd, is Bi Pride Day, also known as Celebrate Bisexuality Day and Bi Visibility Day. Today is the 15th anniversary of this annual recognition.
This is Queer Voices.
This is Brian Lavinka, and in the studio I have some of my favorite LGBT Houstonians. I mean, they're very active and they do a lot of things, and they're very well respected in the community. And they are AJ Mostretta, Jim Kovac, and Tammy Wallace. And we are going to be talking about Coming Out Day, Coming Out Party, sponsored by Outreach United. And to start it off, I wanted to ask, what is Outreach United for people that may not know? What is Outreach United, AJ?
Well, you know, I've been on the board of this group for about a year now, and what's great about it, it started off 13 years ago, actually. I'm sorry, no, not 13 years ago, 8 years ago.
I was going to say.
We're in 2013. I was doing my math earlier, so it started off 8 years ago. Gary Wood and Bryant Johnson, another great couple in Houston that started this off as a means of giving back to the community, of raising money for some of our very worthy nonprofits. And they started this off as a means of celebrating the coming out process, really. And it's morphed into a multi-layered organization that we now have parties that happen around the year that all raise money. So far, about $150,000 has been raised.
Impressive.
It is pretty impressive. And it's going to groups like Montrose Center, like Hatch, like Spry, other nonprofits that we're going to be talking about in a little bit. But that's kind of the gist. And we're raising money because these nonprofits, they do what they do, and they do it great. But they're not always out to get as much money as they possibly can from different sources. So we're able to throw a party, have a good time, and also raise money at the same time.
That's a good formula. Now we have the honorary co-chairs, I assume.
Correct.
Tammy Wallace and Jim Kovac. How are y'all?
Doing well.
Good.
Now, your role as co-chair, what is that, and how did you get selected as co-chairs?
Well, Gary Wood approached me and asked my partner, Ben Montalbano, and I if we would be co-chairs of the event because they wanted to reach out to more people and wanted to make the party bigger and have more people attend. And Gary also said that they would like to try to be more inclusive of the lesbian community because the board members were mostly men. I'm not sure if there's a woman on the board.
Actually, not right now, no.
No. And so they were trying to reach out to the lesbian community to bring everybody together for the event. And so Ben and I suggested that we talk to Tammy and Mercedes because we know they're two of our leaders. And
superstar.
Yes, they are. I think she was Grand Marshal with you, wasn't she?
Yes, yes. 2011.
Yes. My Grand Marshal brother.
Yes. Yes. That's probably a special bond or something.
We marched down the street, yes, gaily forward.
Yes.
2011. So, Tammy, how are you? Okay, are you reaching out to the lesbian community, and how are you doing that?
Well, you know, first of all, it's an honor. I mean, anytime you get the opportunity to be a co-chair of an event that's going to raise funds for terrific organizations, huge, huge honor. But when Gary calls you and says, look, Jim and Ben are going to do this, would you and Mercedes consider this? That's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I'm really honored to be working with Jim and Ben. We love being part of this, and it's a terrific opportunity to help these organizations.
Okay, we keep mentioning organizations. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about who's benefiting from this event? AJ.
Sure. We have the Montrose Center, which we talked about before, which is a great organization, part of the backbone of our nonprofit community here. Hatch, which is, you know, reaching out and helping young people in the coming out.
Is it Hatch or is it PFLAG Hatch?
Well, I think we're giving to both. We're giving to Hatch individually.
Okay.
Also, we're giving it back to PFLAG Hatch Scholarship Foundation as well, which is raising money for scholarships. Also, the Lesbian Health Initiative.
Okay.
And They're
all in this card, right?
They're all in this card, yes. As well as SPRI, which is Seniors Preparing for Rainbow Years.
So it's a lot of community organizations, a wide spectrum, and kind of covering multiple segments of our community. So what's the difference between Hatch and PFLAG Hatch? Jim, I'm
going to ask you. Oh, put me on the hot seat. Yeah. I want to talk about Alec Mappa and how much fun that's going to be. Because Leslie Jordan was a lot of fun last year. But PFLAG Hatch, what it was is they were both doing kind of the same thing in terms of the youth scholarship. They were both raising money for youth scholarship funds, so they decided to join together and collaborate, and that way they do it together, and they've been even more successful. They've given out millions of dollars in scholarships.
So it's a scholarship fundraising mechanism.
Yes, yes, and they give scholarships for variety of students that from 17 to 25 years old, and they go through an interview process, and there's an application form they fill out. And Ben and I have had the pleasure of interviewing the students for scholarships in the past, and it's absolutely amazing just how our young people see the world, and they just see no obstacles. It's really inspirational.
And they don't categorize themselves. We were talking about this a little bit earlier.
Oh, correct.
They just see it as kind of a spectrum or kind of pansexual.
All different types.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you're interviewing the students. You just don't know what they might say. Some of them have been kicked out of their houses when they came out as gay. Some of them have been fully embraced. Some of them have gay parents. So there's just no category for the students. They're as wide as our population.
Very good. Okay, so we've been kind of dancing around this event. When is it? Where is it, and what can we expect?
There you go. Let's get to the details. October 12th, it's happening at Jaguar Houston Central that evening from 6:30 to 9:30. And it's gonna be a great time. We're gonna actually be bringing in Alec Mappa.
Who's that?
He is America's Gaysian sweetheart, Brian. I don't know if you knew this, but
I saw him
on
the cruise.
By the way,
I saw him twice on the cruise last week. So.
There you go. Yes. So he's awesome. He if folks are familiar, he was in Ugly Betty. Mm-hmm. He was also in Desperate Housewives and several other shows, and so they'll recognize him from that. But he's done a lot of different stand-up shows as well. And he's now a recent dad. In the last couple of years, he and his partner have adopted a child, so he has that angle as well. He talks about it a lot in his comedy routine. So I think we're gonna be in for a real treat to see him come down and really show Houston a good time.
Now, I know in the past that this has been at the Sycamore Bed and Breakfast, and I know, I guess they moved it this year, or did they move it last year?
We moved it this year. You know, one thing was that we simply have kind of outgrown the location. We love those guys. They've been fantastic. But we wanted to make sure that we can continue to grow this event, because every year it does get bigger. Last year, as Jim mentioned, we had
Leslie Jordan.
We had Leslie Jordan, yeah, who was absolutely awesome. And
I was out of town. I missed that, and I'm so sad.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And this year we're upping the game a little bit more with Alec, and we think we're going to continue to do that every year. So that's really been part of it, is we want to make sure that we can continue to expand and to draw more people in.
Now, there's an event like on Saturday, and then is there an event on Friday? Is it like 2 days?
Yeah, so we're doing a dinner event at Montrose Center on Friday as well. Alec Mappa will be at that as well, and that's going to be kind of a VIP, you know, kind of experience to have dinner.
A premium level,
yeah. And so all the information on all these different types of ways you can do it, either Friday night only or Saturday night only or both, all this is on our website at outreachunited.org.
And, okay, so this is the coming out party. So I wanted to ask each of you kind of your experience with coming out. Starting with, let's go with AJ first.
Why is it always me? I don't understand.
Okay, let's start with Tammy. Tammy's on the phone.
Well, you know, my coming out story, that's actually interesting, because I often joke I didn't come out. My sister did it for me. And that is because she got mad at me and decided to call my mother and tell her, by the way, Tammy's gay. So, and then I get that message at work on my phone. Yeah, it was really, really great. But I came out when I was 25 and had moved to Houston when I was 17. So, and Houston has been really, really good for me. And I've been very fortunate to get involved in the community in this way.
And you've done so many great things in the community. I mean, we could spend a whole show talking about what you've done.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, I very much admire your work. And what
and, you know, I've worked certainly with the GLBT Political Caucus, the Houston Equal Rights Alliance, now on the board of the Hollyfield Foundation, the Local Victory Fund Steering Committee, but I'm thrilled this year to be involved with Outreach United for to raise money for these great causes.
So many great things. Okay, Jim. Who is a Longhorn, by the way?
Yes.
We have to see the evil Longhorn.
I guess I can't have it both ways, though. My Longhorns win, and then the Texans go and belly flop. So I guess I can't have two winners in one weekend.
So tell us about how you came out, Jim.
You know, it's funny. Like you said, I'm a Longhorn. I had moved here to Houston my junior year of high school, and I ended up going to UT Austin. I moved from outside Chicago. And when I graduated from college, I didn't know I was gay. I really wasn't in out. I just was kind of clueless. I guess I was not that quick. And I moved to Chicago, and I mean, you know, came out right away when I moved to Chicago. So I realized now that I kind of ran away and went back away from all my fraternity friends, fraternity brothers and all that, and came out. And I think part of it was I didn't know how my family or friends would take it. And so I wanted to make sure I was on my own and able to support myself. And then when I realized it was no big deal, I moved back to Houston and went to U of H Law School. But I did take that 18 months off to go find myself. And I think it was just to make sure I was safe.
Did anybody react, or did they kind of like, oh, Jim, we knew?
Well, I had a girlfriend at the time.
Oh, my God.
And this is when I moved up there. And when I came back and I realized I was gay, and I came back to Houston and saw her, and I immediately told her. And she said, oh, great, you're the second one. So I wasn't the first.
So she's turning them gay.
No, yes. And so it's
funny. There's some guys that like her to meet.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of funny because in my second year of law school, she started law school. And if I so much as talked to a girl in law school, she'd come up and out me to them. She wanted to make sure I...
Oh, poor Jim.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay, so AJ, tell us your story.
The story is kind of anticlimactic. It results in my mother being very snoopy. So she found something that was incriminating, and she confronted me and, you know, the story. But yeah, so we'll leave that alone. But
right, not for radio.
My favorite part of my coming out story, I was 19, and when I told my parents, when we talked about it, my mom said, you know, you're very close to your grandmother. You should tell your grandmother. So I went to my grandmother's house, and I sat her down, and I explained to her, you know, Grandma, I'm gay. And she's like, that's okay. I saw this on Oprah. And so she had it all down. So she took a second, and then she went to her desk, and she got out her phone book, and I asked, what are you doing? You're getting your phone book. I just told you I'm gay. She's like, you'll see. So she starts flipping pages, and she makes a phone call, and I said, what did you just do? And she said, well, if I'm going to have a gay grandson, we're going to take ballroom dancing classes together. So for a year and a half, I took ballroom dancing with Grandma because that was her way of being accepting, and that was awesome.
That's a great story.
That's good.
That is wonderful. If you're joining us, we're speaking with AJ Mastretta, Jim Kovac, and Tammy Wallace about the Houston Coming Out Party 2013, happening October 12th, 6 to 9:30 p.m. Now, AJ, or anybody can answer this, what can people expect? What are some of the features that, you know?
Well, it's a gay party, so we have an open bar. We do like
this. Check.
We will have an open bar. We will have some light bites and so forth. And really, it's the performance. It's being able to be, with the other members of the community and kind of meet new people and have just really have a good time. We're expecting to have quite a crowd. And I think last year we had about 300 people. We expect to, you know, do better than that this year. So grab your friends, come out. It's going to be a great time. And it's a very easy way to have a good Saturday night.
Brian, you said you didn't have a chance to make it there last year.
I was in Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Oh, working.
That's yeah. Working.
Well, the one thing that Ben and I, what we loved about the event last year was that it was amazing how Leslie Jordan came and, like, you could talk to him and you could ask him questions. And he was so gracious and just willing to joke and tell you inside stories of what happens, like, on the set. You know, it's a whole different world, that whole Hollywood world. Right. And it was really fun. And I suspect or expect Alec Mopple will be equally as gracious.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of neat to be able to talk one-on-one with somebody that, you know, you've enjoyed watching on TV. So
it'll be fun.
And tell me, what are you looking forward to at this party?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of friends and a great group of people to come out and help us celebrate. You know, it is coming out weekend, so the perfect weekend to do this. And, you know, one thing that's happening around this time, we were talking about this earlier, is the rollout of the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that because the Lesbian Health Initiative is one of our beneficiaries.
Yes.
And LHI is a terrific organization that helps underserved women in the community access health care services. And they are, their president and CEO just came back from D.C. where she was introduced to a new rollout, Out to Enroll, that's out, the number 2enroll.org, where the Health and Human Services, the federal government, is outreaching to our community to help get people access through the Affordable Care Act to insurance.
So this is a special outreach to our community.
It is.
And is this going to happen in 2014 and when everything happens? Or?
Starting in with the October rollout.
Oh, October rollout.
Yeah. So
is it an awareness program or what?
Awareness and information about how the Affordable Care Act will impact our community. So, and LHI is one of the drivers here locally with that program, and also
as well as
helping.
I'm sure Legacy's probably going to be involved.
Oh, yes. Legacy is very, very involved as and leads on so many things.
I mean, that's a whole other show topic. We'll have to have you and Liz back, I guess, to talk about that.
Well, and one thing I was going to make a connect to, you know, we were sharing stories about the beneficiaries, but a couple of years ago I was at the LHI Gala, and one person got up. She shared her story about getting her mammography through the healthcare fairs that LHI does. And as a result of that healthcare fair that LHI puts on each year, she had she found out she had breast cancer. So just to make the connect, come out to this event, support some great organizations. You can save a life. You can help make a difference for these organizations, these kids that very much need to go to college. We should support them. What better way to do it? To come out and have fun, see friends, and be involved with the community and help great causes.
And you mentioned the SPRI program. I mean, I think that's an underserved segment of our community. Can you talk about that maybe?
Yeah, I think this is a wonderful organization because there are so few organizations nationally that are really focusing on our senior community. You know, as a community, we've looked to make sure that our kids have access to quality programs and so forth. And obviously, you know, in the Middle Ages, we kind of, you know, have different programs.
I like how you're looking at me.
No. All of this. But really, you know, our senior community is really an underserved community for us. And it's a growing segment of our population. And we need to make sure that our senior folks are taken care of because suicide rates are very high among LGBT seniors. They also have very limited access to care and so forth. So we need to make sure that we're taking care of those that pave the way for us.
You know, I think we're starting to see people that are not dying at a certain age, and we're kind of, the generation is living past HIV/AIDS, and we're kind of, okay, now what?
Right.
You know, what do we do with our aging population? And I know there's a phenomenon where people go into nursing homes and they have to go back in the closet.
Absolutely.
They're not, you know, able to deal with LGBT elders.
Yeah. It's a growing problem. Now you're seeing some emergence of LGBT senior living facilities around the country in certain key communities, but obviously that's many years down the road for a lot of communities, for a lot of smaller communities especially. So I think whatever we can do to make sure that our folks are taken care of and have access to quality programs is really important.
Okay. We have a few minutes left. Let's go a little bit more the details of the event and a little kind of a synopsis of Outreach United.
So. Yeah, so again, you know, we're raising money through these events, through our annual event. This is our largest annual event, by the way, is the Coming Out Party. And it happens every October around Coming Out Day, which is October 11th.
That is Coming Out Day.
Coming Out Day is October 11th, so it's going to happen the day after.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's always that weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're raising money for these organizations and giving back. And I think that's the fun part is doing it in a way that we can all have a great time, but also we know that money is going back to the organizations that need it the most. Again, October 12th, 6 to 9:30. We're going to have a silent auction. We're going to have Alec Mappa performing. We're going to have Light Bites and hors d'oeuvres and an open bar, and I think it's going to be a great time for everybody to come
out. Before we go, you mentioned some other events. What are some of the other events that
Sure. Last year we launched a casino night, Outreach Goes Vegas event that we plan on bringing back again next year. So it happened earlier this year. We're planning on bringing it back again next year. And we're looking at other opportunities to do other events that we can kind of continue throughout the year. We're also going to be doing a check presentation the weekend after this event, so the weekend of the 19th, where we're going to make sure that the folks know immediately where that money's going.
That's my favorite part of fundraising.
We always love those big checks, those big checks.
I like to give them to the organizations and see the look on their face.
It's really awesome. And it's a wonderful feeling when we can be part of that. So we hope that everybody can come out so that way we can get that check even higher this year.
Very good. Now, tickets are available online, or are they being sold somewhere?
They are available online at outreachunited.org. And we will also be out of the bars and other places probably going into October, selling individually as well. But please, if you want to get in early, outreachunited.org, they are on sale right now.
And Jim and Tammy.
Well, I just wanted to say we would be remiss if we didn't say thank you to AJ and Gary.
Yes.
These guys volunteer their time to do this event. It is a lot of work, and they do it because they love the community and they want to give back. And just want to say a huge thank you for all their efforts.
And Jim?
Yeah, same thing. I want to thank Gary and AJ and the whole board of Outreach United. I mean, I'm honored that they asked us to be involved, and I know what a great event they put on. And, you know, everyone on that board, they have a real job. They all work for a living. Well, and so they do this all in their volunteer time, in their free time.
And so do both of you guys.
Yeah.
So thank you for stepping up and co-chairing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Honored. It's going to be a fun year. We're really excited about it.
Very good. And for more information, then go to the website?
Yeah, outreachunited.org. And also, please check Outsmart next month, or October 1st, for a little Q&A with Alec Mappa to help promote this event. So he's quite the character.
I'm sure he's a little sassy interview.
He is sassy indeed. America's Gaijin sweetheart has a sass mouth, let me tell you.
I can't believe him on that flyer. He's pretty muscular. He looks like he's been hitting the gym.
Come a long way.
He's got a lot of physique. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I believe he just had a baby. No. I'm sorry.
Well, I'd like to thank AJ and Jim and Tammy for coming on the show and talking about the coming out party on October 12th.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
And this is Queer Voices.
Walker's paintings started showing up in gay bars and restaurants in Toronto's gayborhood. He became known for some of the most famous images of gay male couples in contemporary popular culture.
I was a Nazi punk. Somebody shouted, "Let's kill the faggots." And sounded like a good idea.
His boot was the one that kicked me in the forehead that sort of left the scar that's on there now. The last memory of that night before I went unconscious was watching the 10 or 12 guys kind of high-five each other, and it seemed to be very sense of bravado and proud of what they had done.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international gay and lesbian radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. There are more moderating words from the newly minted Pope, the U.S. Labor Department orders same-gender spousal benefits, and an unlikely friendship fights fear and fosters forgiveness. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Michael Lebeau.
And I'm Pamela Brooks.
With NewsWrap, a roundup of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending September 21st, 2013. Pope Francis shook up the Roman Catholic Church this week in a lengthy interview with Antonio Spadaro, editor of Italian Jesuit journal La Civiltà Cattolica. The Church has sometimes locked itself up in small things, the Pope said, in small-minded rules. When asked about gays and lesbians, Francis recalled that, "A person once asked me, in a provocative manner, if I approved of homosexuality. I replied with another question. Tell me, when God looks at a gay person, does he endorse the existence of this person with love, or reject and condemn this person? We must always consider the person," he said. He recalled his recent comments during the long flight home from a visit to Brazil. "I said that if a homosexual person is of good will and is in search of God, I am no one to judge. By saying this," he added, I said what the Catechism says. God in creation has set us free. It is not possible to interfere spiritually in the life of a person. Francis also addressed critics who complained that he hasn't spoken out forcefully enough against the Church's traditional taboos. We cannot insist only on issues related to abortion, gay marriage, and the use of contraceptive methods, he said. The Church had become obsessed with those issues, he added, but it was not necessary to talk about them all the time. The Pope also called for a greater role for women in the Church, but specifically rejected their ordination.
Some Roman Catholic conservatives worry that the Pope's words will be used against anti-abortion activists and opponents of marriage equality. But the out-gay governor of Italy's Puglia region, Nikki Vendola, said the Pope's comments about lesbians and gay men give us hope for change on the horizon. And a statement issued by Rome's Gay Center said that the Pope is starting a revolution of open-mindedness towards gay people and that he's ahead of many politicians on such issues. More than a few members of the Italian Parliament might be ahead of the Pope, however. The Italian version of the local news website reported that dozens of Five Star Movement MPs stood in unison and began kissing and hugging each other during a debate this week on adding sexual orientation and gender identity to protected categories in the country's hate crime laws. Lawmakers from Beppe Grillo's party held signs that called for more rights for gay people. MP Federica Daga tweeted a photo of the action and called for equal rights and dignity without gender, because a kiss and a hug are not scary. La Repubblica reported a lopsided 354-79 vote in favor of the measure in Parliament's lower house. But observers say its chances of passage in the Italian Senate are uncertain at best.
In other news, the U.S. Department of Labor announced new guidelines this week for businesses and their partnered lesbian and gay employees. It's yet another result of the Supreme Court's late June ruling that Section 3 of the Defense of Marriage Act, which banned the federal government from recognizing legally married same-gender couples, was unconstitutional. Those couples are now fully eligible to participate with their spouses in employer-provided health care and pension benefit plans organized under federal law. The new guidelines, which update the definition of spouse in the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, even apply to legally married couples who don't live in a state that recognizes their marriage. However, like other post-DOMA Obama administration decisions, the guidelines note that